A review of teacher training programs here has criticised the level of fees charged to students studying to become teachers and says course changes introduced 7 years ago have contributed to the current shortage of post-primary teachers. Well, Professor Áine Hyland is co-author of the report into the structure of teacher education in Ireland, and just before we came on air she explained that the recent reforms in the sector had unintended consequences.
We were aware that the numbers applying for teaching had fallen somewhat during the recession, and part of the reason for that was the fact that an additional year has been added to all teacher education programmes. So they vary now from 4 years for primary teachers to up to 6 years for post-primary teachers. So the period of training is a very long period and very expensive, because those who do the post-primary training through the professional masters in education have to pay postgraduate fees in the final 2 years, which makes the course very expensive for them.
And it is a long course as well, if you're going to do it
that
way. Yes,
it's actually now a longer course than, for example, medicine is. Medicine is a 5-year programme in almost all universities. Teacher education, particularly for a science teacher, a STEM teacher, now takes 6 years, and that means, you know, there's no income coming in for that 6 years, and the students are continuing to depend on their families usually to provide their costs. It's not just fees. I mean, fees for the PME can cost up to 15,000 over the 2-year period, but there are all the other costs involved as well.
And you expect that this is having an impact on the number of people who are training to become teachers?
Yeah, well, we were told that in fact, in some of the social media discussions, you can see that quite clearly. Students, particularly those from less advantaged backgrounds who would have loved to have done teaching, now find it too much of an imposition financially and in terms of lost income.
So have you any suggested solutions to this?
Yes, personally, these are my personal opinions, not the opinions of Professor Salberg and the team, but my personal view is the numbers involved in the PME, in the Professional Masters in Education, are relatively limited, and I think a special case could be made for a subsidy for those students. Other countries do that. Other countries where there is a shortage of teachers in certain areas provide additional financial incentives for students to train in those subject areas. And I see no reason why we shouldn't do that in Ireland.
So some sort of help with the fees.
Some sort of help with the fees, exactly. And also, ironically, although there is a shortage of teachers, one of the reasons is because the graduates find it very, very difficult to get a full-time post. I mean, the very areas where there are shortages, some of the modern languages and, for example, physics and other science areas, are areas where schools are more inclined to employ part-time teachers than full-time teachers. And I must say, if I were a science teacher offered 10 hours a week, I wouldn't be able to live on that, you know. So there are issues there as well. There are creative solutions for that. There could be jobs shared between schools to enable students to be guaranteed that they will get jobs and that they don't go off to Abu Dhabi or Dubai or other countries where they're being attracted by better salaries.
Would you be concerned that second level teaching could become an elite profession?
Well, that is a concern. There's no doubt. Now, there are some. The minister has given, and the minister and the department have provided some incentives to the colleges to encourage more students from socioeconomically disadvantaged backgrounds to apply. But it's early days yet to see how well that's going to work. But there are some moves afoot to improve that situation, because it would be a real tragedy if it became, as you say, an elitist profession.
That was Professor Áine Hyland. A search will commence.